B-Pod Studios.
Let me throw this at you.
Does not sound good.
From Andy Martino from SNY. You're shaking your head. You know this.
I saw that.
One of the reasons why Bryce Harper remains a free agent.
Oh, boy. I'm not looking forward to this.
Is that Harper, this is per Andy Martino, is, quote, unsure about signing with the Phillies.
Does he allude to the why he's unsure?
No.
Where the lack of...
That he's unsure. All he says, it was a tweet, that he is unsure about signing with the Phillies.
And apparently Nightingale said something to that extent last week or 2 weeks ago, that he may not be still in favor of Philadelphia. Now, if that's the truth, then the Phillies messed up because they should have just went right after Machado.
All right. Well, maybe they tried to.
Right. Maybe you just want to go to San Diego.
Maybe they were in on it. And this is an interesting point. My man Jim from the Palm says this on the text board. You know, Klentak set this whole thing up in his news conference when he said, quote, we had a great off season, whether we get one of these guys or not. You remember, Klentak came out and patted himself on the back saying, hey, we had a great off season.
By getting Real Muto.
Yeah, forget about
Segura,
Harper, McCutcheon, and Machado.
Yeah, and Robertson. Well, they did have a good offseason.
No, but he's greasing the skids to say, look, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the PR spin is already happening. Look, we added four guys. We upgraded in these places. We got rid of Santana, Reese's at first.
And he's certainly allowing for it if it doesn't happen. That this is the narrative.
All right. Well, we got to get a crew together. We got to get a 4-man crew and take a four seat row on a plane to Vegas and convince Bryce Harper to be sure. Jay Wright's got one of the seats. He's an aisle seat guy. He'll join us coming up in 12 minutes. I'd say Jay Wright, wouldn't you? To convince him to come.
He's a great emissary.
Oh my goodness! Right?
He's a great emissary. Yes, he's a perfect emissary. I'm starting to think now. I thought Harper was a lock. What is like this notion?
You're
that,
twisted right now. So am I.
This notion that he's like unsure about. Like I believe that because why? Why has it already been done? Middleton will go. Big John goes as much as you want.
What does that say? You know, JT Realmuto. He changed hats with him at the All-Star game. We thought that was going to be another carrot.
Best friends, Reese.
Yeah.
JT, they're all boys.
Commenting on each other's Instagram. I have more angst now than I had before.
Yeah, but who's going to spend for Harper right now? The White Sox, the one he wants to go to the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, watch the White.
There's nothing worse than for the White Sox.
Yeah, watch the Yankees swoop in now.
Well, I mean, that's always the danger, but you got the White Sox.
He's laying in the weeds over there, though.
You got the Nationals. He can go back to the Nationals.
San Francisco, but they can't go to the
one thing about the White Sox, Ken Williams, the vice president, I believe, is of the White Sox. He's actually speaking right now. He said they could not get to that $300 million range for Machado.
So they can't get there for Harper.
At least that's what I would think, unless they weren't willing to give Machado $300
million. Who are the other suitors that are left?
It'd be Phillies and Nationals, unless the Yankees come out of nowhere.
Were the Giants?
Well, they can't go to the long-term deal, they said.
Unless they, you're pushed to it. Unless
he really doesn't want to play here, then he takes a short-term 3 to 5 year deal out in San Francisco and then hits free agency when he's 29. And then goes back to Washington to go home.
I mean, you're saying the only money's here. I mean, Nationals can't offer what the Phillies offer. I mean, forget the Yankees for now, but the only true money's here.
Yeah.
The Cubs, they said yesterday that they're not going to these long-term deals. Ricketts, who's the chairman of the Cubs, said that.
Yeah, they said, why aren't you spending more money? He said, we don't have any more. And that's the Cubs. They got money to pay.
Which I find.
That was BS.
Yeah, I find that quizzical, that statement.
Yeah. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We're broadcasting the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast. We normally do bring the heat right now, but we're going to continue on the phones at 610-632-0975. It is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Now, Negadelphia still does persist, despite the fact, Anthony, that the Eagles won a Super Bowl last year. Do you think the fans right now are feeling like the anvil is above their head right now? And like in the cartoons with Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, the strands are peeling away and we're ready to get an anvil dropped on our head of negativity and Bryce Harper not coming to Philadelphia. I think people are scared right now, and I'm one of them. I'm nervous.
No.
You don't think they feel it? You think they just don't feel positive?
I think there's a degree. There is a degree of ambivalence. I think that you, me, Andrew, every other media person in town, and a select group of Phillies fans that are diehards are the only ones that truly are hanging on this whole thing.
Really?
Yep. Wow. And if it happens, people go, all right, great, I'll be in. If not, all right.
Well, I got
I'm not changing my life.
I got a question for you guys. This comes in from Kevin on Twitter, and he's wearing a Phillies jersey in his profile picture, Phillies hat, and he goes, sorry, guys, but I'm out on Bryce being unsure about the Phillies money talks. If they put the most money on the table, he gets pretty sure about Philly quick. So my question to that is, are people now upset that Harper might be unsure to the point where they don't want him? Because you know how a lot of people get around here. Oh, he's not sure about Philly? Then I don't want him. Okay. Well, but I'm saying, I think there are people that feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. A guy from SNY, and somebody tweeted me and said he's a Mets fan, so don't even put any stock in what he says. He's trying to divide us, the Mets fan.
Who's a Mets fan?
The guy from SNY. I forget his name off the top of my head.
He's not a fan. He's a reporter. He's a reporter. He used to work for the Post.
Okay, let me read you this. It's our poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Bigger storyline for you. And Andrew put this out at the beginning of the show. Now, this may change. Bigger storyline. The Sixers' second half of the season post-All-Star break or waiting on Harper? 52% of the people said Sixers' second half. 48% said waiting on Harper. Over 2,500 votes, 2,600 votes on this poll. So 48% are still waiting on Harper. Kind of countering your point that a lot of people are ambivalent, Anthony. But now that we got action and there's only one guy left, I'm sitting here going, oh, man. Because there's so much tied up in the next decade
right.
with a player like Bryce Harper. He is the guy. He's the face. When they put the big face on the side of Citizens Bank Park to sell tickets with the number underneath it, it's Bryce Harper. It's not Aaron Nola. It's not Rhys Hoskins yet. It's Bryce Harper. He'll make the phone ring.
Let's see what the people have to say.
Tim in Bethlehem's on the Fanatic. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, this right here got the Lehigh Valley up here going crazy, man. We know it's down to one last guy now. So my question is, do you think this is going to up like his money substantially?
Yeah.
Like, say, like $350 million possibly?
Yes.
Now, the second part is, how do you think he'll be able to handle Philly if he comes in here with the way our fans are so demanding and so passionate?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Part of the equation.
And I wonder if that's not, you know, what he's thinking as well.
Yeah, you know.
That could be one of the reasons why he's a little unsure. I mean, it's a pressure cooker. It's you come in here, and particularly when you sign that kind of deal,
you better deliver.
There's going to be, enormous expectations on you.
I mean, as Philly fans here, man, if he ends up doing bad here, say coming here, they might talk about a bad hair day with the guy. You know what I mean? Our fans are a little crazy up here.
If you're going to come here, you have to understand that that people are going to demand a lot. I mean, you know, it's pretty.
And he's not unfamiliar to the East Coast.
You know, if you just want to go hide, then you go sign with, you know, you can San go Diego. Re-sign with Washington.
They can't hide there either. They had some good teams and they failed.
Yeah.
6-1-0, 6-2.
But it's still not the same here. Like, here it matters. Like, you're.
Oh, yeah.
you're under the microscope here.
610-632-0975. Coming up in five, we'll talk to Villanova men's basketball coach, the one and only, Jay Wright.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll talk to Jay right after this, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Hey, listen, there's another team gearing up. That's right, the Union. Gearing up for the start of the 2019 MLS campaign. We're only 2 weeks away from the home opener at Talon Energy Stadium. Saturday, March 2nd, a 1 o'clock kickoff. The boys in blue look to start off strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. I got to tell you, their uniforms are amazing. Really cool. We just got the ones with the snake. We're outrageous. The Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. New sporting director Ernst Tanner has been on the new signing trail. The Union added International World Cup superstar Marco Fabian and Brazilian striker Sergio Santos. Marco Fabian is a stud, all right? And he said, quote, "I'm sure going to be netting a bunch of goals." That's right. The Union also welcomed back the return of the youngest backline in the league with young stars from Philadelphia. Austin Trusty and Mark McKenzie are in full form returning from the national team camp. Alejandro Bedoya and Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake also back for the year. We're expecting big things. Can't wait to get back down to Talon Energy Stadium. The River End is going to be rocking. You got to catch a game down there Saturday, March 2nd, 1 o'clock. We'll be down there cheering on the Union. Get your tickets for the opener while they're still available online, PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, we'll get back to Harper Machado coming up shortly. What a crazy day.
Nuts.
The Machado thing drops and it's like, what? And now everybody's going, you know, all right, it's got to happen. It's funny because I'm reading some comments from people. You know, the $10 million, the $35 million for 10 years, $350, I'm out. What does it matter? Whether it's $250, $300, $350, what does it matter, right?
$100 million difference.
No, but what does it really matter in the grand scheme of things?
Now, I get what you're saying. And we need to put our next guest on an airplane.
Yeah, well, he's the greatest emissary that we have.
Totally agree.
In Philadelphia. If you want to get Harper done, we send this man, because this man, what an amazing coaching job. You think you win two titles in 3 years, you go, pretty good coaching jobs, right? This year, even better. Let's welcome the great Jay Wright to the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you say, Jay?
Cuz, how are you? Jay, how are you, bud?
Oh, we're doing great. What a crazy time in Philly sports, right, Jay?
Yo, I got to just tell you, I don't know if this is like taboo in radio, but I just did the Jim Rome show and I was waiting on hold, and you know how you wait and I hear him say, and so everybody in San Diego is happy, and so he clicks on to me. I said and he goes, you know, he does the intro, you know like you guys, you know, and now we have Jay Wright. I said, what were you saying about San Diego? Because I was sitting on the phone. I said, what were you saying about San Diego? He goes, they just got Manny Machado. I said, no. I said, no way. He goes, what do you care? I said, I'm a Philly fan, man. I thought we were getting them. That's how we started it.
That's classic.
That's how I found out.
Insta reaction.
Well, it was funny because, so we were talking about you earlier. Oh, Jay's coming up. And, you know, I know what a big baseball fan, Phillies fan you are. And we're talking about Harper. We want to send you to Las Vegas to go get Harper here.
You know what's funny? When we lived in Vegas, when I was assistant there, you know, he knew some. They still have the Stars. They still have the Las Vegas Stars team there.
No,
the minor league team.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that they. Well, maybe
they used to have a pretty good team. I think it was a. They think they were the Mets. team. But anyway, you know, we met some baseball guys there, and when he was coming up, you know, our guys would tell him, like, watch this kid, you know, watch this kid. So we followed, you know, obviously I followed him. And, you know, he did the junior college thing, you know, and then to the draft. And, so I was thinking, like, oh, I would love to come here, man. I'd love to meet him. One time, we lived in Vegas. I watched, followed him when he was a kid. Damn, what do you think? We got a shot?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. There's not another team that could spend that kind of money. I mean, thanks to Big John Middleton, this is it. He wants to get paid. This is the place to do it.
Man, and maybe not getting Manny means we can't get him.
I got to think he comes here. I mean, I know there's been talk that he's a little unsure about playing here. But, you know, John Middleton said, look, you know, we're going to play. We're going to spend stupidly. This is the place to be. So, could you imagine, like,
that'd be so cool.
I mean, you get Harper, what the Sixers are doing, you know, Flyers in the uptick, Eagles, Villanova.
You've written some good books. You should do a book on this because it seems like all cities do that. Like, when one team gets it going, then they all get it going. And then when somebody, they're all down at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The rising tide raises all boats, Jay.
I guess so, man.
And you started it, by the way. With the title 3.5 years ago,
I wanted to predict that we would be doing it with the Eagles. I wanted it, but I didn't have the guts to do it. I didn't want to put the pressure on them. But I had a feeling, man. But I didn't want to put the pressure on. But I just had. It was amazing because it was they were right after us. That was an amazing year, man.
Oh my God, we were just talking about it too. Like you. We have the parade in February, and then we have the parade in April. Like, it was, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, back then, our heads were spinning. But I got to tell you, I am so impressed. I don't know. It doesn't mean anything, but...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but could I say something about that second parade? I was so worried that Eagles parade was so big, you know, and it just it took so much just psychological energy out of our city. That when we won in 18, I was afraid. I was like, no one's going to show up at this parade. They're exhausted. You know, like they don't. And it was awesome.
It was.
And the Philly crowd was awesome. It was, you know, it was our second one. I thought, like, all right, they did this before, and they just did the Eagles. Shows you how much energy Philadelphia has.
It was incredible. We were broadcasting live from it, and you were on top of the box. I mean, it was a great day.
It really was. It really was. So I was worried, though. I honestly was. And I wasn't going to be upset. I wasn't, because I get it. You know, like, how often can you do that?
But, I mean, what you're doing this year, I mean, come on. This is an incredible coaching job. I mean, this is what you have done. Look, when you're four, you lose all those kids. You come back. Any way you're thinking you are where you are right now?
You know, Tony, I don't even think about it. Like, we just put our heads down, just okay, one day at a time. Because it was scary, you know. It was we spend a lot of time on what we call roster structuring. So we try to figure out, we try to communicate with the NBA guys, communicate with our players. You know, where is the NBA guys in terms of looking at our guys, and then where are our guys in terms of looking at the NBA? So. You know, we thought Omari Spellman and Dante DiVincenzo would be back.
Yeah.
And really, they were both planning on coming back. Even when they went into the combine, they said, hey, I'm just going to do this for the experience. I just love ball. I'm going to go be the best I can be, and I'm fine coming back. Both of them said it. But Dante goes into the combine. First day, he has the highest vertical of anybody in the combine. And then he kills it. And then I got NBA guys calling saying, hey, this kid should just shut it down right now. So I talked to our staff, I said, you know what? He's going to be a first-round pick. And I actually told him, I said, John, I'm just telling you, some of these guys are saying you should shut it down. So you're good, man. You're going to be. He goes, nah, I want to play. He went back and played the second day.
Wow.
And so we knew we were going to lose those two. And then Omari played great. So we knew we were going to lose those two. But by then it was like May.
Right.
So you're not getting, you know, you're not getting anybody else. And, you know, we just knew, all right, we're going to be young. But our young isn't what, you know, most teams go through what we go through. We just try to avoid that, you know. So we're just really doing what everybody does this year.
Jay, you guys won 11 straight. You lost that real tight game to Marquette, number 10 in the country at the time. Where is your team right now? Do you feel like they're coming together at the right time and getting ready for what's to ensue coming up in the month of March?
I do, Jays. I feel like, I mean, that is what we are. We're coming together. We actually we won some games. For instance, early our home game against St. John's, we shouldn't have won that game. Phil Booth just took the game over at the end. We played a game here against Creighton where we foul a 3-point shooter. The kid misses two of the three free throws at the end, and we win the game. So we had a couple we shouldn't have won.
That's the OT game, yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. We won it in overtime, right? And then we go out to Marquette, and, you know, largest crowd in the history of Marquette basketball, and we battle through. We're down. We battle back. We have the ball down one with 12 seconds, you know, and we don't win it. So we see ourselves getting better. It's not doesn't show in wins. Like, we just played a great defensive game against St. John's at St. John's at the Garden, again, sold out Garden, but the kids handled it well. But we just turned the ball over too much, you know. So we're not close to what we were last year, but we are getting better. And now we got to go at Georgetown, who's a team that gave us a tough game here at the Wells Fargo Center.
I want to take you back, and we're talking to the great Jay Wright on the Comcast Business Hotline, to December 15th, because I was wondering, was this a big hurdle for the kids? You were coming off the loss to Penn, and you got to go play at Kansas. And you played them tough. And again, that's before Vic's still playing. I mean, you played that team really tough. Was that like a message to the kids that, hey, look, you know, we can belong here?
Yeah, I think that was a message to all of us. It really was. We just had so many new guys, and we get blown out by Michigan here, and you know that hadn't happened. You know, these guys were breaking all kinds of records. It was after the Penn game. Like, we had a Big Five record that they broke. We had a home streak record that they broke. We had first time we'd lost back-to-back games record that they broke. After the Penn game, I was looking at him like, guys, it's not on you. Don't worry about it. You know, like, they were just looking at it like, we're breaking every record Villanova's ever had, you know? And so going out to Kansas, we were thinking and they didn't understand it all. Like, even after the Penn game, you know, everyone's all excited about that Penn. And our young guys look at us like, well, you know, what's the big deal? You know, like, I'm like, yo, this is a big deal, man. Like, they didn't know what to think. So we were worried going out there that, you know, and then we had just beaten Kansas last year in the Final Four. And going out there, when we get out there, we could see how hyped up they all were and people waiting outside at 8 in the morning. And we were thinking, like, our guys, are they ready for this? Like, do they understand? And they really did battle. You know, we had our chances in that game, too, to win it. And they really battled. And we didn't even have to say anything. They just knew. They were legitimately disappointed that we didn't win the game. You know, and that was really what was encouraging to me. Like, I could see they weren't – none of them thought, hey, you know, we showed well. They all looked at it like, damn, we just gave up a chance to win a game. So I think we all felt better coming out of that.
Yeah, I remember watching it going, all right, this is going to tell you a lot about these kids. And man, I came away going, I think they're going to be okay. And man, you get in the league play and you just start rolling. I look at it and going into it, getting these kids to mesh. I mean, that's an amazing job. I hate to keep going back to it, but it really is, to because I know how much slotting that you do, and that's been one of this really your secret. We talked about it on the show before.
Yeah, that is important. That is important to us. You know, everybody runs their program differently, and you can look at, you know, like John Calipari does an amazing job. It's so hard to bring in guys like that in 1 year. Mike Krzyzewski does it. To bring in guys in 1 year and get them to play at the level they do as quickly as they do, it's incredible. And they have a plan for how to do it. we're kind of the opposite. We kind of bring guys in and bring them along, and we plan for that, you know. So when we, I mean, that's part of the reason we look, you know, so ugly early, is just it just took our guys some time to get acclimated here, and it really, credit goes to Phil Booth and Eric Pascal for really helping the coaches acclimate these young guys and be patient with them and stick with them. And we're still not there, man. We're still young. Like, we turned the ball over at St. John's. We had a 19-point lead in that game and then got sloppy with the ball, sloppy with our shot selection. So we still don't have it there yet. But, you know, when Jason asked me, I do feel like we're going in a good direction.
Jay, you got five games left in the season before you get to the Big East tournament. You have Marquette on the schedule. How important is it to have those guys for multiple years? You just alluded to Booth and what he brings to the team. He's a senior. He's been with you guys for a while. So when you look at that, how much does that help this whole thing, too? And how much is that going to be a factor in your Big East tournament and then into March?
Yeah, I hope those two are a big factor.
You need them to be, right?
We do. We really do. Because everybody else is kind of going through everything for the first time. And these two have really seen everything. You know, Phil Booth played on two national championship games, and when he was a sophomore, scored 20 in a national championship game, you know. So he's seen everything. And Eric Pascal was sitting out that year that we won in 16, but he was, you know, he went through everything, and that was a big part of last year's team. So, you know, everyone else just, they're seeing everything for the first time.
And wide-eyed, right?
Yeah. And so we do. We rely on those two so much that sometimes I feel bad for them, and then sometimes, like, you know, a bunch of the guys are back for the All-Star break. Amari Spellman's here today, and Jalen Brunson was here yesterday, and Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson says, "Man, I'd love to play this team." Phil and Eric get all kinds of shots. We never got that many shots. I said, "Yo, dude, you don't know what they have to deal with, man. They got a lot of responsibility on them."
Does this kind of group you know, kind of give you a different challenge to almost not reinvigorate you, but
it definitely does,
right?
Like, it definitely does. In 16, you know, after the 16 season, we went into the 17 season. We had a really good team. You know, we had a lot of guys back. We were a number one seed going into the NCAA tournament that year. So it was, you know, it was kind of business as usual. You're maintaining and you're kind of managing. You know, you had guys that all were on the team, you know, that had won the year before. And then even going into the 18 year, same thing. You know, you had a lot of guys that had been a part of it. They were just waiting their turn, and you knew it. But this was totally different, and it forced us as coaches to start thinking, you know, really questioning ourselves, like, all right, why do we teach this, right? Not, you know, in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, it's just like, okay, it's what we do, you know?
It's autopilot.
Yeah, just, but now we're like, all right, does this really work for these guys, you know? And you know, we never had to really explain this to the other guys. You know, the older guys just showed them, like, we gotta actually sit and break this down. Like, why are we doing this? And it was good. It's just like the invigorating is what you said, Anthony. That's what it was.
Jay, if I send you out on a private jet today, I got the means to do that. What would you say to Bryce Harper to make him unsure if that's the case?
I would say to him, like, look, I know you're
like the recruiting master, man.
I would say, look, man, I know you're a Vegas guy, and I know you're a West Coast guy, but I said you gotta know, like, this city is like playing in a small town but big city that has just good regular people. They're gonna love you for who you are. You're gonna be one of the best Phillies ever. They love baseball here. They're passionate, and you can't go and be appreciated and have more passion around you and in any other city in the country. And then, you know, you come back to Vegas, come back in the off season, in the winter, but you're going to wind up loving it there. Your family's going to love it. Your wife's going to love it. And you're going to want to stay there. But you only come back in Vegas in the winter. You're going to love it there in spring, summer, fall, and you won't get that much passion anywhere else in this country.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Where's the contract?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Where's the contract?
He could be one of the best Phillies ever, right? I mean,
yeah,
he really could be if you spend some time here.
Yeah, no, I mean, and they already added a couple key pieces. So you still have your tickets?
No, you know what? We don't. Actually, I'm sorry. My wife got them for my son for Christmas. We do. I'm sorry. They're not in my name now. They're in my son's name.
Beautiful.
Got my Eagles tickets, man. I got my Eagles tickets. And the Phillies tickets are in my son's name because he goes more.
Now, let me ask you about Wentz and Foles. That's foregone conclusion. Foles is going to be tagged. They're going to move him. And what do you say to Carson?
I like his honesty. I like how he's evaluating himself. Like, I always try to tell our guys that, look, man, we're not supposed to be perfect, but we just got to be honest. You know, we got to evaluate ourselves honestly, see where we need to get better, and learn and go forward. And I think he's learned a lot from this whole process. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's a humble guy. And I think it's going to really help him. And I think that's what made Foles such a great leader, is that he's a smart, humble guy. And just look at all the success and attention he got being humble and being about the team. And I think Carson's smart enough to see that.
Jay, listen, you are the best, man. We love you. You know that. So we'll be bothering you come in a couple weeks.
You got it, man.
Yeah, good luck down the stretch, Jay. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. There he is.
Take care,
the
guys.
The great Jay Wright on the Comcast Business Line. He's the best.
I love the fact he's like a big Philadelphia sports fan, too, which is great. You know?
He's the greatest.
Yeah. So thanks to Jay for joining us. 610-632-0975. If you missed the news, Manny Machado is now a member of the San Diego Padres. A 10-year, Anthony, $300 million paycheck for Manny Machado. Where does that leave Harper? Now, you read the report earlier from the reporter at SNY. I put out a tweet asking the question. I said, if in fact the report is true, and we've heard some other whispers of this, I believe Corey Seidman from NBC Sports Philadelphia alluded to it and other national reporters, that it's not a foregone conclusion that Bryce Harper wants to play in Philadelphia, where he is, quote, unsure. So is he unsure because he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia? Because he doesn't want to face the Nationals, his former team, all those times? Or is he unsure about Gabe Kapler? Why is he unsure?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all the above, right? I mean, I think, A, you're going to go back, you got to face your former team, you're going to be in the same division.
Yeah.
Which, look, I'm sure he's got there's a devotion that he had to that region, that team, that fan base, that, you know, do you really feel like going back there all those times?
And being the villain.
Right.
I would think he would revel in that because he's kind of like a rebel type attitude guy.
Yeah, I don't know, but there's not a lot of fun to it.
No.
Because it's going to get old.
It always does. You're right. We heard when they came back from Vegas that Gabe and he hit it off. But again, that came from the Phillies. We didn't hear that from Bryce Harper.
Listen, I'm sure that Gabe... Gabe's a player's guy, so I'm sure he walked away going, ah, it's cool. Like, I can definitely play for him.
Yeah, but Gabe's a weird guy, too.
But listen, I mean, you can see Gabe would be a player's dude.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down with Gabe, I bet you... I don't doubt for a second.
Well, there was those reports after the meeting that they really hit it off.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, but that's from the Phillies side.
Well, he's questioned saying, well, yeah. Phillies put that
out there. Gabe met the uncles and go, ooh, my, you have a great tan. Like, he's a little bizarre. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah.
You embrace your weird, but, I mean, you know, some people, what are you asking me about my tan for? I want to talk to you about baseball. Well, you had a real nice tan out here in Vegas. Ooh.
No, but again, I think it's fine. I mean, I'll be honest.
So you don't think that's an issue?
No.
Okay.
I don't think Gabe's an issue at all.
All right, let's go to Alan. Speaking of Villanova. We got Alan in Villanova on
there
the
phone.
What's up, Al?
Hey, how's Alan in Villanova supposed to follow Jay Wright from Villanova? That's really
Villanova legend, Jay Wright.
What's up, brother?
So, we'll talk about Harper, but it was so great that you had Jay Wright on because that just brought back memories. You know, I was at both 2016 and 2018.
That's right.
So that brought out a lot of good memories. Right, let's talk about the topic at hand. I'm really sick of it, first of all. Second of all, I worry. I mean, Harper, face of the franchise talent, I worry about this guy's injuries. He's missed a lot of games over the last years with his back, and I just wonder, he signed it for 10 years. How many of these, I just don't want to see this guy, you know, turn into a Jeff Rulin or one of the, you know, many, many bad Philly signings of people that turned out to be damaged goods. I know he's a great player, and if he's healthy, I would be all in, and I'm probably all in anyway, but I worry about this guy's back, and And even with him, I still worry about this pitching staff. I mean, you got Aaron Nola and what? I mean, unless Jake Arrieta.
They'll go get a number two. I mean,
they got to get something because Jake Arrieta, I mean, I respect him for pitching through and trying to help the team with his knee, but he shouldn't have pitched on a bad knee. And, I mean, if he can come back to form, Nola and Arrieta, then we got something. But if it's just Nola, it's not enough.
Well, but remember 08. Al, in 08, they slugged their way to a World Series, right? That good bullpen. You had one real ace in Hamels.
Myers.
You pieced it together with Myers and Boyer and Blanton. But really, you won because of your lineup. And look at this lineup. And your bullpen. And
the Phillies have a really good Lidge. I mean, the perfect season. I mean, you know.
No, but it was more than Lidge.
But look at the Phillies bullpen. The Phillies bullpen, Al.
Robertson.
Is going to be good. They're going to have two guys that are these weapons. They have arms in the bullpen. And that's the best way to combat when you have a lack of rotation.
Real quick, Buster Olney now saying from ESPN that the Nationals don't seem like they want to jump back in on Bryce Harper. So there's a report from Buster Olney, and we'll see how this plays out. And wonder what the timeline is now for Scott Boras and Bryce Harper. Scott Boras standing with a big hammer, and he holds it. 610-632-0975. We got Mikey Mist coming up at the top of the hour. I'm sure he'll have some he'll opine on Machado going to San Diego and the effect thereafter. Stay tuned. He comes up at the top of the hour. But I got to tell you about Window Nation because it's the final weekend for off-season deals at Window Nation where you can get two free windows, free financing, and have your electric bill paid until the new windows are installed. But you got to hurry. This is the final week of the off-season deal. And the off-season, always the best time to buy at Window Nation. And they know that as well. They're offering this amazing deal where you can buy two windows, get two free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. You can buy 4 windows, you get 4 free. If you buy 8, you get 8 free. No limit. Plus, during this final week, you can purchase a house of windows, and Window Nation will pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Window Nation does a room-by-room install as well to cause as little disturbance in your home as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation, they need to keep the factory busy, and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you know you need windows. You're feeling the draft come in, and that's wasting money. This is the final week of the off-season deal of the year. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy, no limit, and 0% financing for 5 full years. So again, call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com. Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. Oh, what a crazy day. Manny Machado to the Padres. I didn't buy that the Padres were real in this thing.
But Mikey Miss showing off his stick skill.
Yeah.
He's got skill.
He's playing more hockey out there than he talks.
He's got stick skill.
Yeah, he's using my son's little one that I have here in the office for messing around. It's a little short, but you can get good torque
on
it.
It's a lefty. Yeah, a lefty stick.
Absolutely. Got to be a southpaw. Let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to Jim in Havertown on the Fanatic. How you doing, Jim?
Yo, gentlemen, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I had no faith in Machado from day one because this isn't his market. I was telling Andrew, the only way he came northeast part of this country is to play for the Yankees, in my opinion. You know, hindsight 2020, so I'm like trying to act like I knew it all the time. But I never even heard of San Diego. But logistically, it makes sense.
Yeah, they kind of came in the last couple of weeks,
Jim.
That's
crazy, right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But, yeah, it's like, what's the name? L.A. South. You know, San Diego is the freaking hub over there.
Like, that place, and think about it. It's the only game in town now.
Yeah.
Right?
Guys, it's either the Padres or rollerblading.
Guys, you're way more inside than I am. So the only thing is, he's claiming he's going to spend stupid money. What I don't like about the Phillies is they made us believe, or not me and you guys, I don't think, but they were actually going to get both of them. I never believed that for a second.
Wow.
But Do you feel that we're the number one front runner for him, for Harper?
Well, that's been reported, Jim, at this point.
How
I don't
could
know what
it not
believe.
Be, though? Again, how could it not be? How could any other team be a front runner?
Who's left? Well, Buster only saying that the Nationals don't seem interested in jumping back in on Harper. Okay.
Unless the Yankees come out of nowhere, the Phillies are the only team.
Yeah, how could the Yankees like come out of the weeds now, though, with nobody reporting that, you know?
Well, it's my point. I mean, it's the Phillies and who else?
Yeah.
It's not the White Sox. The Giants?
They're not willing to go long-term. And he wants the long-term, especially if Machado goes long-term.
Maybe they have a change of heart.
The one thing I'm worried about the White Sox, he was at one point very interested to play for the Cubs. Now, that's a historic franchise. But maybe it's just the other team in Chicago. Yeah,
but you're like the redhead stepchild in there.
Like, trust me. Like, I remember going to White Sox games. When they built, I was in Chicago when they built the new Comiskey Park. And there were bullet holes in the upper deck of the new Comiskey Park because the projects would overlook and they were shooting at the, the stadium.
Kidding me?
No, I mean, there's the White Sox, I mean, it's a different animal than the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs are it's their pride. Like, the White Sox, you got to be from that neighborhood. Like, you're a Southsider, right. You're a Sox guy, you're a rebel. You know, it's very economic based.
The Cubs are Chicago's team.
Some say the real Chicago people are the White Sox people.
Really?
The real Chicago people. South Side, that southern suburbs leading into northern Indiana. Like, it's, that neighborhood's called Bridgeport and Comiskey Park.
Okay.
And it's a very, very hard scrabble, very old school Chicago. You know, the Cubs are the Cubs. I just can't see Harper playing for anybody but the Cubs.
Yeah, that's
being the regal guy that he is.
Yeah. We'll see how this plays out. Let me ask you real quick before we get out of here, Mike, you missed the top of the hour. Do you anticipate a signing before we sign on tomorrow morning?
That's great question.
Now I'm asking your reporter, I'm asking for your gut. Machado's off the board.
Within 36 hours.
36 hours. All right. Hopefully it'll happen tomorrow at 10:01. We'll bring it to you live on the program.
Be fun.
All right.
Fun to talk about.
But stay tuned. The Mikey Miss program is coming up next. And our handoff, as always, Ant, is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We've said it quite a lot today, Anthony. We've gone through a lot of different topics of discussion. We had some breaking news on the program, so we'll be back tomorrow to
deal with it pretty soon, because I can't take it much longer. I need Sixer basketball back. We at least get to watch Flyers in Tampa tonight.
Yeah, now, do you like the Fly Boys tonight?
They're hot.
The line and Tampa's on the back to back. Tampa
play
Tampa plus -140. Yeah, the Mooses will be the backup.
All right,
I'll tell you what, the Flyers tonight.
Outright tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, I get the dub tonight, Ant.
I like it.
All right, so we'll see what happens.
Very cool.
I'll be down at the Barn Flyers Weekly coming up at 6. Mikey Misto coming up next right here, exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.